Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight. My name is Joseph Gibson, and this is Blog Talk Radio. We are live. We are not uncensored, unrestricted, 100%, no doubt, live on this warm night in Connecticut. Actually, it's a little cool. It's about 77 degrees outside right now. I know if I was down in North Carolina, my thermometer would say 98. But we're heading back to North Carolina soon, so this is going to be the last show I do in Connecticut. We did one other last week. We didn't have too much to talk about. I just wanted to check in with my supporters. And tonight, I wanted to do one last show from the state of Connecticut. And today, we said goodbye to my nephew, Alex Turgeon, who is now being shipped off to the United States Army. Okay? So we have a lot to talk about tonight. We're going to check in with Alex here in a minute. He's up in Massachusetts right before he heads off to boot camp. So we're gonna find out what's going on with him, because this is the last time we're going to be able to talk to him for a very long time. So those of you who are close family to Alex, you should be interested in this. Those of you who blew me off tonight when I told you I was going to talk to Alex, shame on you. But we all know family does not mean anything anymore to many people. They say it means a lot, but everyone's too busy doing other things, going here, going here. Everyone's rushing around. We don't have time, but we're going to make time. I'm going to make time for Alex. And I hope some of you will also. So I do have several callers on the line. And like I said, we'll check in with him soon. But I just want to talk about the trip I had in Connecticut thus far. Quite an experience. I got to go to Castle Craig there up on the Meriden Mountain and stand on top of the castle. I took some pictures. So those of you who would like to look at them on Facebook later on in the week, I'll be posting them. It's quite awesome view. You know, it's a real, real, real beautiful view, standing at top of that castle and looking over the entire state of Connecticut. It's really awesome. And I'm going to, I did it last year when I came up to Connecticut, and I'm going to post those pictures on Facebook later on in the week. So, like I said, follow me on Facebook. That's the key. And those of you who want to know what's going on with this show. But, what I'm also going to do is I also want to talk a little bit about Planned Parenthood. Hopefully Joe in Meriden, Connecticut, who's very close to me right now, not that far away. We were talking about it earlier. Hopefully he'll put his two cents in tonight But first, I want to check in with Alex, who is in Massachusetts. We had a big, long goodbye today, this afternoon. All the family got together, and we said goodbye to him as he got shipped off to Middletown, Connecticut, then off to Massachusetts he went. But he's on the phone line right now, so I'm going to go ahead and put him through. Hello, Alex. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's going on? I'm good.
All right. So how you feeling? Are you a little nervous?
A little bit. I'm excited for it.
You're excited finally? The day has finally arrived, the day we've been talking about. Now, most people have tried to steer Alex away from joining the Army. They say it wasn't a good idea. I know his dad I spoke to today. I spoke with him. He said he's nervous for his son, of course. There's nothing wrong with that. But he supports him. And, of course, we had the Sean Rowe on a couple weeks ago, who was a veteran who did two tours. And he stated that he didn't think it was a good idea for anyone to join the U.S. military in today's day and age. But he served and he had a bad experience. However, some people serve and they have a good experience. And, Alex, you also met the Marilyn Ventura over the weekend at the baby shower we went to. And she is a VFW commander. And she gave you some advice, you know, about documenting any injuries that you may incur, even if it's a scratch. Everything should be documented because the government is good at documenting things because they have things down. That's why there's so much gridlock. But anyway, Alex, tell me, what's the process now? What's up next?
In the morning, they're going to wake me up, and we're going to go to BEPS, which is like the entrance processing for the military. And they're just going to give me like a quick physical, and then I'm going to fly to Georgia.
You fly to Georgia? You don't ride down on a bus?
No, you fly to the airport, and then you get on a bus.
Oh, okay, okay. So, what base are you going to be stationed at?
Fort Benning.
Fort Benning. How big is Fort Benning?
It's 182,000 acres.
182,000 acres? Holy mackerel. What is it, a city? Is it the biggest Army base in the United States?
I think there's one that's bigger. I think it's the second biggest. I'm not sure.
Okay. And at Fort Benning, obviously, as soon as you get off that bus, what's going to happen? Your drill sergeant, get on the ground, Turgi. I own you, right? Right? Is that what's going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, the freedom's over. That's it. They own you. They got you now, buddy boy. They're going to straighten you out fast. Are you nervous? Are you nervous about that right now, or are you just nervous? I mean, like when you say nervous, what are you nervous? Like, cause you're a little bit nervous, but you're excited too. What are you actually nervous about, the discipline or the danger?
The danger of going to war and getting
the
killed.
The danger of going to war. Okay. All right. Well, that's an honest answer. So you're not afraid of the gruel boot camp punishment, like the videos you showed me of having to run for miles and all the training that you're going to have to do, endure. You know, I mean, it's no picnic. So, I mean, are you nervous that you won't be able to complete that training?
No, I'm not really nervous about the basic training.
No.
Everyone's got to do it in the Army.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me something. Did your drill instructor tell you, do people fail and drop out?
No, he never told me that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just curious. I want to know what the odds are of people, you know, like, for instance, the Navy SEALs. You know, they say, what, you know, 1,000 enter and only, like, 60 can make it. So, you know, I want to know how it is.
Special forces, that's different.
Well, no, I know. That's the special forces. But what I'm trying to get at is that, like, your training. Your training is no picnic. I mean, it's heavy. You know, boot camp is no joke, right?
Right.
So I want to know if people, like, who cannot handle it. Didn't you say, for instance, like, when you did, what did you do, PT the last week or something, and a couple people were throwing up?
Yeah.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, Alex, you got several family members listening tonight. I mean, is there anything special you want to say to them or say goodbye or that you were unable to say at a certain time? Yeah, I mean, do you have any messages you want to say to them?
Thanks for all the wishes on Facebook and stuff. I don't know exactly who's listening, but thanks.
Hey, that's good. Well, Alex, I'm going to tell you right now, we listen to Alex talk right now, and I'm not trying to put you down or criticize you, but let me tell you something. Guys, we're going to have Alex on the show after boot camp because he has a leave. When's your graduation?
I think it's the second week of November. I don't know.
Second week of November. Okay, and you get 10 days, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Folks, you see how Alex is talking right now live on the air? He's not going to be talking like that. He's going to be talking like me. He may take my job. He's going to have a little pizzazz on his voice. They're going to light a fire under your ass, Alex, trust me. And it all starts tomorrow morning. And, you know, we wish you the best of luck. You won't be answering your drill sergeant like you're answering me. If you answer your drill sergeant like you're answering me right now, I don't think you're going to last too long. But that's what the Army's for. They're there to make you or break you. But anyway, we've got another question. Alex, stay on the line. Don't go anywhere. But I got someone else who wants to chime in here. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi there. This is Joe from Meriden. Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Good. I'm going to speak with Alex. Hi, Alex. This is Joe. This is your grandfather.
Hey.
You know, we're all concerned about you. We will always be concerned about you, and we're going to think about you every day. I've seen you a few times in the past few weeks, and I've never been in the service, so this isn't first-hand information, but I think it's what you're going to make out of it. And the rewards that you'll reap when you come out will be so sweet that you'll probably never regret anything about going in or anything like that. And you're gonna come out a much better person, and you're gonna come out a man. And your eyes will be wide open. And I think it's a good thing you're doing it, especially at your age and in this time. And I know you're concerned about war, and so are we. But it's also said that when you go in the Army, or the service, you were just speaking about these people doing PT and, you know, they're throwing up and vomiting or whatever. Well, when you go in and you don't know anything, I believe and I've heard that that's what they want. They want to teach you their way. If you already have ways of doing things, they want to break those ways. And it's always harder to break away, you know, break an old way of doing something than to learn a new one. So just follow their instructions, and I think you'll come out well, and you'll come out a much, much better person in the end.
All right. That was good advice.
Well, that's all I have. It's all I have. It's not firsthand information, but it's firsthand information from people that have been in. So I guess it's secondhand information.
Yeah, and if there's any friends out there of Alex that I know are listening, or any friends who didn't get a chance to say goodbye, they're more than welcome to call into the show. Don't be nervous. Don't be scared. You know, but I don't pay audience people like Fox News. So this is a real show. We're not fake. We're live. This isn't CNN. Okay, we don't. This isn't a script. This is live, straight from the heart. Okay. So anyway, Alex. What do you think? Wait a second. I'm sorry. Hang on. Joe, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We were talking, Alex, I want you to stay on the line. I just want, before I forget, Joe and I were talking about the Planned Parenthood thing that I brought up last week, the funding of Planned Parenthood. And a lot of people want to defund Planned Parenthood, but Planned Parenthood cannot be defunded. Can you explain why?
Well, I'm not a political expert, and I know very little about the government, but what I do know and what I've read and what I've heard is Planned Parenthood is funded through Medicaid, and because it's funded through Medicaid, they cannot defund Planned Parenthood, no matter how much anyone wants to. In order to defund Planned Parenthood, it has to go through Congress, and so right now it's in Congress to defund Planned Parenthood. I would assume for all that's been in the news lately and what they've done, there are a number of senators that don't want to defund them, and there are a number that do. Now, if they take a vote and they're not able to defund Planned Parenthood, That means the continuing resolution for the United States budget will not go through, which is, from what I hear, is sometime in September, which is going to put many, many businesses and what have you across the United States in jeopardy of not being funded and basically, you know, shut down the government again. Now, is this part of a plan, you know, at Obama's end to actually the demise to the America as we know it with the dollar? And, you know, we want all credit cards now and debit cards. We want all RFID chips and everything, and we want to track, you know. Is it just another spoke in the wheel for their agenda? So the only thing we can do is just wait and see and see what happens. And, of course, it's the senators, and I guess if they could get their pockets lined some way, they may decide to vote in a different direction.
Yeah, that's true, that's true. I can hear your background noise there.
That's okay. We just made Studio 2 that we were in a few moments ago, but the reception back there wasn't to my liking, so I came outside. But I have a little dog out here with me, and she's a very friendly dog, but she's also a protector dog, so she barks at just about anything that moves.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. So what time are they waking you up in the morning?
4:30.
What, 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
4:30. Okay. So 4:30 in the morning, there's no more freedom for you. Where are you right now? At a hotel?
Yeah, I'm at the Sheraton Hotel.
Okay. I got someone else on the line here, so I'm gonna put her through. I know this is 265. So I'm going to go ahead and put her through, and I think she wants to say something to you. Go ahead. You're on the air live. Hello.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Alex. This is Granny.
Hi, Granny.
I still haven't stopped crying. Just back out.
I'll be all right.
No.
Well, so. Granny, just hang in there. There's no need to get upset. I mean, all of us are worried about his safety, but, you know, to be, we have to support him. We have to stay strong and support him. You know, crying is only going to make it worse for him, you know. So you have to stay strong. It's not, you know, well, he's going away.
You have to realize I've had him since he was a baby.
I understand.
We did everything together. No, I know, but I still say, get out.
He can't now. Otherwise, you won't have him at all.
Yes,
he'll
he can.
Arrested.
Yes, he can. No, he won't either.
Okay, Granny.
Yeah.
If he goes AWOL, he'll be arrested. He'll be in a stockade
Good.
For 3 years.
Go AWOL. Okay.
No, I think he's going to do fine. And you know what? You're going to see when he graduates.
Don't ever say I'm going to see that. No.
Listen, you got to stay positive, you know. I mean, negativity is not going to get anyone anywhere, you know. I understand that you're sad to see him go. Yeah, of course, I'm sad to see him go, but I'm going to support him, you know. And I'm going to say, hey, go do your thing. Because you know what? You can get killed walking across the street. I'd rather be killed serving my country. Then go be killed in a movie theater someplace, right?
Country? What country?
Well, I know.
You're absolutely
America's
right there,
apart.
But you could easily get killed just walking down the street here in this town. And at least he's doing something that he wants to do when he should be supported. And I fully agree with Granny, though, that I don't agree with what he's doing, but he wants to do it, so I have to support him. And I think he'll be a much better person when he gets out.
I agree, and that's the point I was trying to make. You listen to how he talks on the phone right now. You know, he talks like most teenagers do today. I'm not trying to put him down, but when he gets out of that army, he's going to be saying, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, how you doing? Yes, he'll be able to carry on a conversation, okay? And we need more people like Alex to take the initiative to change their lives. And unfortunately,
in my opinion,
Granny,
he knows how to carry a conversation on.
Well, that's your opinion, but that's not fact, okay? Everyone's entitled to their opinion. But, you know, all I'm trying to say is he's going to, and like Joe said, Meredith, he's going to be a better person. when he gets out, and he's going to learn a lot. He's going to have training. Franny, where is he going to go to work? McDonald's? You know, right now, I mean, right when he
there's
gets out of the Army.
There's jobs out there. There's jobs out there.
And hopefully he's going to learn to be a better person and not a better citizen. And he's going to learn what everything's all about. Because when he does get out, he's going to have plenty of time to do things.
That's true. I mean, I understand, Granny, you're worried about his safety, but to be totally honest with you, right now this country is not at war. And, I mean, and if we do go to war, yes, you have every right to be afraid and fear for his safety. Any parent would, or grandparent. But, we are not right now, and that's why you should be a productive citizen, you know, and let's not support any more wars. You have a chance to make a difference. You know, all people want to do is sit back and complain. Well, did you vote? No. Then shut up. You know, you have no right. You have no right to complain. What did you do to help your community this year? What did you do throughout your life to help your community? I'm not saying you particularly, other people that are listening. What did others do that want to complain? And I got another caller on the line that has a question, so I'm going to go ahead and add them. I don't want to put too many people on the line at once, so watch your background noise. So otherwise, I got to disconnect somebody. But everyone can stay on, okay? So go ahead. I'm putting them through. Hello, you're on.
Hey, Joe. Hi, everybody. Hey. This is Mike from Wisconsin.
Hey, you know, Mike. How you doing?
Good. All I would say is I'd rather have 1,000 Alexes than one Birdoff. You know what I'm saying?
Say that again, Mike. I didn't hear. Then what?
I'd rather have 1,000 Alexes that want to serve our country than one Bergdorf that was a traitor and, you know, he's a disgrace. But, you know,
yeah.
Alex is doing what he wants to do. And you know what? Are forced to do something that he's doing. I mean,
yeah.
But just like you said a few minutes ago, Joe, this generation, you know, and it's not their fault, but, you know, they need to be brought up a little bit different. He's going to
yeah.
be a wonderful young man, you know, when he comes out. And he's going to have a career because they're going to teach him something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I understand, Granny. I understand that. I mean, yes, you know, everybody's sad, and you know, I really don't want to see him go, you know, into combat or anything else. But you know, I gotta praise him for wanting to serve his country, even though right now, I mean. Our leader is, you know, he's as good as a submarine with a screen door. And, you know, the other ones ain't far behind. But I just have to be proud of him. That's all I have to say.
Sure. Sure. Hey, Alex, I mean, Mike, that's pretty darn good what you said. And like you said, I understand what Granny's position. She says, you know, and yeah, I know she's being a little sarcastic. Just get out. He can't do that. He's in. You know, but at the same time,
yeah.
She wants him home and safe. But, you know, Alex, what would be – let me ask you a question, Alex. What would be – I mean, maybe I'm talking out my ass here, but what would the repercussions be if you just decided right now, I don't want to go through with this. I want to go home. What would happen?
I'd be arrested.
Okay. Then
why
that's pretty serious.
Why would you be arrested?
Explain it to her. She doesn't understand, Alex. Explain it the best way you possibly can.
I signed a contract with the Army saying I would serve. I can't break the contract or I'll be arrested.
Yeah.
It says it right in the contract.
Okay. And what would you be punished? I mean, like, you'd be arrested, but what's the crime? Can you explain that to Granny? Because she doesn't understand. What's the crime?
I'm not sure what the name of it is. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Is it like what I
desertion.
Said earlier? You go desertion? Desertion, right, Alex?
Yeah, desertion, right.
Okay, desertion. Or AWOL, correct?
Yeah, that's what they call it, AWOL.
Okay.
You know,
okay. All right. Okay. That's what I figured they call it. I've done a little research on this. I'm not, like I said, you don't have a talk show and not know what you're talking about. Okay. So, Granny, if he breaks that contract, he's punished. It's punishable. AWOL is punishable, 3 to 5 years in prison. He signed it for 3.5 years. Do you think they're going to say slap him on the hand? They're going to throw him in a stockade in a prison, a violent prison, for, say, 3 to 5 years? And then when he gets out, guess what? He'll never get a job. Nowhere.
Dishonorable
nowhere.
Discharge.
Yeah. Yeah, dishonorable discharge. That's right. So that right there should be a deterrent. And that's why they do that. These people, they sign up for the military and then they back out. That's why it's an, like you just said, Mike, you're proud. He made an honorable decision. He took an oath. You know, he took an oath. He's already been sworn in. And like Alex said, he signed a contract. And he's going to honor that contract. That's why I'm proud of him. And I
right.
think
it's,
we should
right.
be happy. You know, right, Mike?
Yeah, he is the type of individual that is going to follow through. And, you know, you never know. He might make the military his career. That doesn't mean he's going to be at war. You know, he might be stateside. You know?
True.
But you know, I never met Alex. I've seen a lot of pictures of him, you know, and he probably doesn't know who I am. But, you know, in my family, I'm very proud of him.
That's right, Mike. We come from a backwards family. You know, and we've talked about that. You know, we've addressed a lot of the positives with our family on family night and everything, but we've never addressed the negatives. That'd be a show, all right. that one would hit primetime TV. We got one crew that could be the Adams family. We got the other crew that could be Connecticut. Right? We could really, you know, oh, boy. But anyway, we don't have to go into that tonight. That's a future show, maybe. Maybe when I retire, we'll do a show, Family Night, the end. But anyway, hey, Alex, you know, we got about 12 more minutes before I got to do my closeout. So, you know, it was because I only signed on tonight for 45 minutes, and believe it or not, we've used up much of our time already. So, if there's, like I said, if there's anyone who has anything else to say, you're more than welcome to chime in and, you know, say goodbye, you know, and have your peace, say your peace. But one thing I want to say, and I just got somebody else who just clicked on, so that's great. So I'm going to go ahead and put them through. It's 676, area code 203-676. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, you know who it is, Joe.
I think so.
Hi, Granny. Hi, Alex.
Who is this?
Hi. Who is
Red?
It?
What?
It's Red.
Red.
Red. Red. Oh, Red. The Granny.
You don't even recognize
him,
and I did.
How
it's
doing,
Red
guys?
It's Red in Connecticut. Go ahead. You got the floor, Red. Say your piece.
Take your floor.
I was just able to tune in about 5 minutes ago, and without you even saying Alex's name, I heard you guys talking about him going away and Granny being concerned, and I knew you were talking about Alex because I know he's leaving pretty soon. This week, I believe,
today.
Right?
No, he left today at
2 o'clock.
He left. Okay. So,
he's
you know,
right now,
I just,
Red,
to,
Red,
I
real
just
quick,
wanted to tell him good luck. And, Granny, I know you're concerned. I know you don't want him to be, you know, in danger. I get it. Everybody gets it. But, you know, I had the privilege of knowing Alex for a while. And he's got a good head on his shoulder. He's a smart kid. He's going to be all right. He'll know how to keep himself out of harm's way. So you got to have faith in your grandchild.
Oh, I do.
Well, that's good. Good advice, Red. That's good advice. No, Red, you missed, like you said, you just tuned in. But we all said goodbye today at 2 o'clock at a family member's house in Wallingford, Connecticut, to Alex. And Alex was driven to Middletown, and then he had to drive up to Massachusetts. And at 4:30 in the morning, he's going to fly down to Fort Benning in Georgia to start his boot camp.
Oh, okay. All right. So he's on his way.
And, so he's on his way. That's why this is the last time we're going to get a chance to talk to him. That's why I wanted to give him the opportunity, because we were in such a rush, goodbye, 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 and I wanted to give everyone who didn't get a chance to see him today a chance live on my show to say goodbye, you know?
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you gave him the forum to do so, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I said goodbye to him the other day when we saw each other, you know, but I'm glad I was able to catch the show and, give him a good send-off.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
and Alex?
He's leaving a young man, and he's going to come back, you know, a good man with honor and, you know, able to be proud of himself, and his family members are going to be proud of him, and, you know, he's going to come back with a skill that, you know, and a lot of things that he's going to learn how to deal with life.
Yeah.
You know, that a lot of things in college can't teach you.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you have any friends, Red, do you have any friends who you know, you knew them before they went into the military and then knew them after they got out?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Okay. And how did it change their life?
It changes. I mean, I know a kid that he went into the Navy, and he was the biggest partier, wild man. He came out, he was a different person. You wouldn't even know him. He was a, you know, he's quiet now, he's reserved, but you could just tell he's got, you know, pride and honor. And he's just, you know, he was never in too much trouble or anything like that, but, you know, you just tell he's straightened out. You know, he's got a wife, two kids, you know, and that's just not the kind of person he was before he went in. And now that he's out, you know, he's an even better person than he was. And, you know, he's got his life together.
Wow.
You know, he's on his, I mean, he's already into his life. He's my age, about 37, you know. But he's got a great life. You know,
sure,
and
sure.
You have the military to thank for that.
Yeah, sure. That's great. That's great, Red. Thanks. Anyone else real quick? Because we're going to start getting ready to wrap it up here. I'm at the 12-minute mark. So anyone else want to say something real quick? Your last words?
Thanks.
For Alex.
And Alex.
That was good.
Take
all
care.
Right, Alex. Well, hey, Alex, this show was for you. But remember, when you step off that bus tomorrow, just to remind you, Tarzan, give me 50. All right. Hey, listen, guys, thanks for chipping in tonight. And listen, when I get back to North Carolina, it's back to normal show hours. And hopefully the same supporters that I have always had continue to support the show. Hey, Mike.
One more thing.
Go ahead.
One more thing for Alex. Alex, when you get out, whether it's on leave or whether when you're done, look me up if you need a place to stay, because I'll be here and I'll take you in without any problems whatsoever. I wish you
don't
all the luck.
Bye, Alex.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Right, thanks, guys. Thanks. All right, guys. That's it. Hey, appreciate your time. Hey, Mike, I'm going to give you a call in a little while, okay?
Sure.
All right. Take it easy, guys. Red, thank you for calling in tonight. Thanks for your support.
Absolutely.
All
good
right,
night,
guys. Bye-bye.
Good night, Red. See ya.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of Bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Now, her own son. Yeah, she did.
Everybody's too busy.
Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.